As we approach the end of the year, many teams and organizations are planning their year-end retrospectives. But too often, these potentially valuable reflection sessions turn into a superficial review of recent events or a gripe session about what went wrong in Q4. Today, we'll share how to design and facilitate an effective year-end retrospective that helps your team or organization learn from the full year's experience and make meaningful improvements for the year ahead.
As longtime listeners know, the Humanizing Work Show is a free resource sponsored by the Humanizing Work Company, where we help organizations get better at leadership, product management, and collaboration. Visit the contact page on our website, humanizingwork.com, and schedule a conversation with us if your organization wants to see stronger results in those areas.
The end of the year naturally invites reflection. Whether you're thinking about your own growth, your team's progress, or your organization's journey, December feels like a good time to zoom out and take stock. But there's a challenge. Our brains aren't very good at accurately remembering and evaluating long periods of time. We're subject to what psychologists call recency bias, giving too much weight to recent events, and the peak end effect, where we judge an experience primarily by its most intense moment and its ending.
This is why we need a structured approach for year-end retrospectives. And the structure needs to help us overcome these natural biases in how we process information.
Let's walk through how to design an effective year-end retrospective. And to make it concrete, let's use a marketing team at a software company as an example to play with.
One of our favorite approaches for this kind of reflection is called the Focused Conversation Method, sometimes abbreviated with the acronym ORID. It provides a natural flow from objective facts through to meaningful decisions. But for a year-end retro, we actually need to start at a higher level than that.
Right. A retrospective is most effective when it starts from a shared understanding of what the team's purpose is. Why does this team exist? What does success look like? Without that clarity, it's hard to know what data matters and how to interpret it. So for our imaginary marketing team, let's assume that they've already done some work to capture a purpose statement, and it says something like, "We exist to drive qualified leads to the sales team while building and maintaining our company's brand reputation."
All right, pretty solid purpose. Once we're clear on that, we can start with the O in ORID, which is observation. We need to get the facts of the whole year visible before we try to make sense of them. For our marketing team example, we might create a timeline on a whiteboard or in a virtual collaboration tool like Miro. We'd mark out the months of the year and then have everyone add significant events. Things like major campaigns launched or content published, maybe the events that were held or changes to the team or the market or the technology the team's using, maybe things like results and metrics. The key is to get a complete picture, not just what easily comes to mind.
I think timelines are such a great structure for long-term retrospectives. Because the visual space is equal over time, it naturally invites people to dig up the facts that don't fit into the peak end effect. As a participant in timeline retros many times, I've often been surprised at the things I remember when I work hard to fill in the gaps on a timeline.
Yeah, absolutely. With the facts visible, we move to reflection, the R in ORID. We're looking for emotional responses to the data. What was energizing? What was frustrating? Where did we feel stuck? Where did we feel like we were really clicking as a team? For our marketing team, we might notice that certain types of campaigns were particularly motivating, or that some technology issues were especially demotivating.
Then next comes interpretation, the I in ORID. What patterns do we see? What themes emerge? What hypotheses might explain our results? And this, by the way, is where it's particularly important to have alignment on that purpose and definition of success, because we want to talk about what's working, what's not, what's holding us back, all those kinds of patterns in terms of the outcomes we're trying to create, not just what we individually like or dislike. So our marketing team might notice that their most successful campaigns were the ones where they had early collaboration with the product team, or maybe that their best content came from deep customer research.
Then finally, we reach decision, the D in ORID. Based on everything we've observed, what we felt, what we've interpreted, what actions should we take? What experiments should we run? What should we do more of, less of, start or stop? The marketing team might decide to build more formal collaboration channels with the product team or to allocate more time for customer research in their process.
While we've used a marketing team example here, this approach works at any scale, from individual reflection to whole organization retrospectives. The key elements remain the same. First, start with purpose, then get the facts visible. Notice feelings and reactions. Don't skip over that part. then look for patterns, and finally make concrete decisions and design experiments. The main variation needed with different scales is the logistics, how you gather and display information, how you structure participation, how you capture and follow up on actions.
If you're planning a year-end retrospective for your team or organization, we'd love to help. Visit humanizingwork.com to learn more about our facilitation and coaching services. You can also check out episode 153, where we walked through a specific example of a group we recently helped in a similar retrospective. And if you try this approach, let us know how it goes. Drop us a comment below or reach out through our website.
And don't forget to like and subscribe to the show and hit the bell icon on YouTube to get notified of new episodes. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.